This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In case you haven't recognized it, reconnoitered, or connected with yourself, it's Thursday, December 27th, the last Thursday of 2018, if you can believe it or not. Look at, pinch yourself as the time moves on. Time marches on with us here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill and Jennifer off for the rest of the week. Victoria is here with our lead story in this half hour. What do we have? That this is bound to be an exciting one. I'm on the edge of my seat. Very anxious. Hey, well, sorry, here.
This one's about one of your favorite pals, Vladimir Putin. You love
Putin.
Yeah,
Putin. Bad Vlad.
Right.
Yes. What's going on with him?
Bad Vlad. Well, Bad Vlad is living up to his name. He has now been boasting that Russia has a new hypersonic missile system that is invulnerable to U.S. defenses and that it will enter into service in 2019. So he said, quote, Russia is the first in the world to receive a new type of strategic weapon. This will reliably ensure the security of our state and our people for decades to come. He said this is a wonderful, excellent gift for the country for the new year. So there are some mixed reactions to this, as you can imagine, around the world, especially with U.S. intelligence. The Pentagon has not issued a formal comment on this. They are probably assessing exactly what this missile can do. We know that it can fly as fast as Mach 20, which is more than 15,000 miles per hour. As it closes in on its target, it is maneuverable, and it has a gliding warhead that can adjust both altitude and direction to avoid a missile strike against it. It also apparently can fly low enough to avoid most radar interceptors. So it sounds like it's got a lot going for it, but some U.S. Officials have, anonymously, reacted to these reports, saying that in the past, there's with Russia, whenever they announce something new like this, you have to take it with a grain of salt because they have a severe lack of funding in a lot of ways. They have they lack industrial resources, and so a lot of it tends to be kind of a big show and not a whole lot of reality behind it. However, some of the other experts on the U.S. side have also said that it does indicate that we will need to be upping our game in the future, because when you have these types of missiles, we don't have sensors on our satellites that can actually pick up hypersonic threats. So it is a good... one of the officials told CNN that it is definitely a time for us to kind of take an assessment of what type of defenses we have with our satellites. So, or this could end up being the brand new arms race, so you never know. But when Putin's involved, and this seems to be, he's been laying low for a bit, so maybe this is why he's got new weapons on the horizon.
Well, this is if we're on this page, this is an indice of his madness, his complete out of his country doesn't have enough food, doesn't have enough resources to take care of its people. This would be a first step. If we were really smart, if the CIA were on their game, they'd be stirring up as much unrest as possible in Russia instead of, I think there is some kowtowing to him. I do think he's also fully you know what. Mm-hmm. But in the terms of how, there's nothing anybody who has any sanity attached to his or her brain or experience knows that there is no survivability. There's no reason to have this thing, because you use it once and you're destroyed. You've destroyed something. The end of civilization, the end of life as we know it for humanity. It makes no sense whatsoever. Who in their right mind, and again, I ask the question whether he is or isn't in his right mind, I have my doubts about him really being. He's a very clever guy, very smart guy, but anybody who wants to be in control as much as he does, there's a snake inside their body, their being, and it saps the energy out of everybody who's around. You fall into that pit, if you will. You fall into that hole. If we play this game, it goes no place that is good. There is
right.
No, and so whether he's got it or he hasn't got it, whether there needs to be regime change in Russia, whatever, this is some way. This is a way of just playing gamesmanship. It's one-upsmanship, if you will. So whether they've got it or they don't, I don't really care whether they have it or they don't have it or what they've done. It's just time. You know, the fact that we have so much attention paid to war, so much attention to combat, so much attention to troops, so much attention to weaponry. Can we start the new year with an attitude that doesn't bring us down this conflict? I was going to say conflicting road. It's not. It's conflict. There's a difference in the use of the word here. The fact that Trump went to Iraq to see the troops and all the attention having, I've been over there, I've seen what went on, countries destroyed. For what? One guy wanted to have all the power. So he got all these people that want to have power telling you there's something else in the energy field here. And the closest I can come to it is using the analogy of a snake. And how you get rid of a snake is you cut off its head. That's and whether it's a visible energy or whether it's a visible being is a snake, or whether it's the energy of a snake, it is. We're playing this game of taking all of our resources, taking all of our energy, and using it to make a few companies rich. And at the end of the day, anybody who's got any sense of what the people who talk about having the strongest military in the world, we got to protect ourselves, defend ourselves. Yeah, I guess that's really, yeah, okay, so we need to be able to protect ourselves. But who decides who the enemy is? And who decides what's good and what's bad? We've become a bunch of puppets. We've become a bunch of followers. We have few leaders. And that's a dangerous thing as well. A lot of people need to be, and doing it not necessarily in the angry way that you hear back and forth, but think about it in terms of intelligence. Where are the intelligent people today? Where are the leaders? I've said this over and over and over again, especially in the last year when I was talking about the Pope being the world's best leader, really the only real leader that's very public. And I don't even know now whether he is as good as I hoped or thought he was. But there's no, look around. Why is there such bad leadership? Why does everybody want to be, why does everybody want to knock everybody else off? What's gained by that in the long run? Horrible karma, if you understand anything about karma. Oof.
Well, my only question with this is, who made this thing for them?
It wasn't, well, that's it. You know, whether there's a collaboration between them and the Chinese, who knows whether the Chinese, if they really have it.
Well, they do have it because they have tested it. So no one seems to dispute if they have it. They just don't know when it would be operational. And that seems to be the thing that people are kind of debating. But they say China and the U.S., that we also, and as well as China, we've been working on these hypersonic weapons, and Beijing apparently tested one in August. So I just don't. Yeah, I guess that's my question. Wait a minute. Who's making these weapons and who's selling them to Russia? And where is Russia? I know they don't have money for a lot of other things, but obviously they have money for something like this. So where's that money coming from? I don't know. And I'm with you. I don't even understand the need for any of these things.
No.
I just don't get it. But
all right. So that takes care of what's going on in Russia. Let's talk about a couple of other things going on internationally. Japan has been condemned for their decision to restart commercial whaling. Countries around Japan speaking out against their decision to go back and basically kill whales for the oil and for the blubber and for the whatever it is. And this is something, again, in a modern era, why is it that they're doing this? One Swedish politician said their decision is regrettable. More international cooperation, not less, is needed in order to save our oceans. Environmental organizations like Greenpeace calling Japan sneaky and making the announcement at the end of the year. Government of Japan most urgently needs to act to conserve marine ecosystems. Whaling was stopped in 1986. Countries still could kill whales as long as it was for scientific purposes. Japan has argued that whaling is part of its culture, the meat is considered a delicacy, and so on and so forth. So there is, they've been hunting whales. They say they've been hunting them for scientific research.
Yeah.
But the meat is... there are not a lot of these whales left. And it's kind of... There's a barbarism to this.
Totally. Japan's got a terrible record with this, too, with dolphins as well.
Well,
there are so many people who have been protesting.
People, I'm... This is going to sound, whatever, I don't care how it sounds, frankly. Since what I know of their history and what went on in their country, there's a cultural thing the Japanese have that's very unique, and it isn't a pleasant culture. We've got a couple of things going here this morning already. We've started, and it's not a great conversation. The Japanese and the March to Bataan that took place during World War II, there's much to be learned about them, their culture, their thinking, and that stuff doesn't go away, the generational stuff. We say, well, the people who started World War II are long gone, they're not around. Well, but there's a cultural thing, and this speaks to it. The word sneaky is something that I would use, frankly, for them in many ways. That's how the culture of that way of thinking and doing things is what started World War II. They are, they're not to be trusted. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I'm as concerned about this kind of stuff. What else are they doing?
Well, it is kind of interesting. If we're going to talk about people we shouldn't trust, I think it was just, 2 weeks ago, we talked about their retrofitting their first aircraft carriers since World War II. So it's kind of, you have to make you, yeah. Makes you scratch your head on that one, too. Well, what do you need that for?
More talk of, are we going to come up with something different for 2019 instead of all of this back and forth with I'm tougher than you are and I'm going to blow you up and I'm going to kill you? And, good God. Gee. All right, let's talk about something that's good for you and good for you, good for me, good for everybody. Losing weight. I see the best diet rankings are out. If you're a fan of various diets like the keto diet, maybe there is a diet from Weight Watchers in your future, Mediterranean diet, there are all kinds of diets. It's really not important for you. It doesn't hurt to go on a good diet. This is the time of year everybody's thinking, okay, got a diet, got to exercise, I want to be healthier and stronger in 2019. Well, the way to do it is using the time-tested ingredients for healthy weight loss from Calitrin. They are the leaders in healthy weight loss. So you can lose the weight any number of ways, but do you keep it off? The Calitrin process is backed by science. It's backed by research. It's backed by case studies that you can see on their website. You can be healed. There are such strong effects of collagen, which is the main ingredient of Calitrin, the healing effects of collagen on your body. There's nothing more important than your health. Trust your body. Give it back what it needs. Heal it. Rebuild it. Calitrin. All kinds of clinical studies at their website, toploss.com. I hope I've convinced you to go there, look around, buy the product, get on it every night, take 4 of the capsules, let it do its work during the night, and see if in a few weeks you don't notice a difference. And then keep the weight off. Stay on the process. It's not an expensive thing for you to do. And collagen, as the number one protein in your body, is the way you keep the weight off. It's so healthy for you because you build up your muscle. There's weight loss involved in it. All of those things make me want to continue on Calitrin. So you take it too. Go to toploss.com. Special deal using the DJV code. That's toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Anytime, any place.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The boss is making his presence felt. Music time at 24 after the hour on the DJB show. Victoria Cara and the Dougster have the boss here, who gave fans an unexpected Christmas gift. He added the E Street Band's famed No Nukes concerts to his ongoing archive series. This was recorded in September of 1979 at Madison Square Garden. The concert No Nukes 79 marks the first time Springsteen's complete sets from this benefit concert have officially been made available to you. Selections from the sets originally appeared in the No Nukes concert film and the soundtrack. Those recordings were the first Springsteen live performances ever released, in fact. This is quite an interesting development. The September 21st show featured a live debut of The River, which would eventually serve as the title track of the double LP studio album that arrived in 1980. On both nights, the E Street Band performed a cover of Maurice Williams and the Zodiac Stay. Have you got that? That's a play. This is a fabulous one. Jackson Brown, my God, it's a great song. I like the song. This is we got Richard Pryor on the video. Are you familiar with it, ladies?
I'm not. I like Jackson Brown. I don't know a whole lot of his stuff, though.
Yeah. Well, but there are three versions of this. The first one, Maurice Williams from 1957, 58, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And then Jackson Brown did a smooth, easygoing version of the song. And now this one from Bruce. It's come a long way, but yet it still has such strong emotional appeal to it. You can tell I'm in an emotional sort of a place today. And the emotions of what comes out of the music. Just here, this listen to it build up here. Audience really gets into it here too.
Just a little bit longer. Motor don't mind.
See why I like it?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Great story. Jackson Browne's a great storyteller. Graham Nash was. Bonnie Raitt. John Hall. All of them were part of this. That's it right there. It's just a great what it said for the time and what it still says for the time, given what we were talking about with the Russians earlier in the hour. It just has terrific strength to it. So, anyway, wasn't for the fact that we don't have Christmas again for 362 days. That'd be a good Christmas present for me. Yeah, listening along in the car. So, when is this going to be? Let's see. $2 from every purchase is going to benefit Muse, the Musicians United for Safety, for Safe Energy. But where does this drop? How do we get this?
Springsteen's website has it.
It does?
Yeah, that's where he keeps all his archive stuff, too. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's where I'm going. You can go there, too. The Boss! On the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to an airbase in Iraq, where he praises U.S. forces for what he calls the near defeat of ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
During the visit, reporters asked the president how long he believes the partial federal government shutdown will last, and the president responds, whatever it takes, reiterating the fact that he requires any spending bill to include funding for a southern border wall. A severe weather threat in Dallas canceling the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College last night, the first bowl game ever canceled by weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Hi. Happy New Year. Thursday it is upon us, the 27th of December. And we're looking around and listening to stories. I think Christmas stories abound still. They're good ones. Victoria had a nice Christmas and a little time off after that. It was very quiet. I think I would say the same thing about my Christmas. Are those the best kind? It depends on your personality, doesn't it? I mean, when you get right down to it. Kara, you had a kind of a quiet Christmas. And Jennifer was talking with us yesterday about her. It was all quiet, it seemed. Not a lot of hoopla, which is maybe after all of the stuff that's gone on since Thanksgiving, that is the hoopla of ordering and getting presents and doing parties and just the energy of this time of year, kind of nice when it all culminates in something that's peaceful and quiet and fun. It's just, I've had a fabulous time with my daughter and her husband here, and Miles posted a few pictures on the DJV Facebook page of Miles being here, Christmas stuff. There's a picture of Miles and me and Daisy on the couch in front of the Christmas tree.
You have a nice tree, by the way. That's a good-looking Christmas tree.
Yeah, it just came from the farm up the street.
I like that. It was nice.
Yeah. And we were kind of at the end of the row. It was just there. I had asked them to save one, and I wasn't sure whether they were going to or not, and I just went into the lot and picked it and brought it home. So, yeah, it's just the first time it's been a Christmas in this house since I've lived in it, And so it feels good. Everybody was warm and cuddly, and it was the kind of Christmas that you sort of yearn for. And now people worry about pain. Yeah.
And it changes the energy of your house.
Oh, yeah.
Once you host a Christmas in a place, it's almost like a christening in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it probably is great for you as well. And just to, you know, change
good
the
grounding.
Energy.
Yep. Good grounding. Today is National Fruitcake Day. Fruitcakes have been tied to the holiday for a long time. Some people spend a lot of time joking about them. Go back to the earliest recipes for fruitcake. Go to the Roman Empire. Pomegranates, pine nuts, raisins mixed with barley were used to make the bread. Fruitcakes became popular in Europe, where the fruits and nuts used in them were kind of a delicacy. And they came to be served primarily on special occasions like Christmas and weddings, that sort of thing. Honey and spices, common ingredients in fruitcakes in the Middle Ages. Their popularity in Europe rose with the importation of cheap sugar that came over from the colonies in the 16th century. It allowed fruit to be better preserved. It's kind of like salt, only obviously it tastes much better. In the early 19th century, a typical recipe would be made up of citrus peel, pineapple, dates, pears, cherries, that sort of thing. What kind of drink has citrus in it, lemon or orange? There's a drink that was being served at my sister's house the other night, and they were taking the rind off of the orange and putting it in the drink. Do you know what that is?
Well, orange liqueurs are like Grand Marnier or Triple Sec and things like Grand Marnier or Cointreau.
So you take the peels and you put them in with the drink? Is that?
Well, those are usually not drinks that you have on by themselves. So there must have been something else in there that you would put an orange rind in.
I'm not sure. Said, you ought to be careful. Where'd those oranges come from? Are they from the regular sources or are they organic? Because if you take the peel off and put it in the drink,
you're
going to have all kinds of yuckabungas in your system. And, of course, everybody frowned at me and said, oh, Uncle Dougie, why are you talking about that? So, anyway, the mail order fruitcake business started in 1913. And probably the most fun people ever had were the stuff, the modern era, if you will, was highlighted by Johnny Carson, who had fun with it every year on The Tonight Show. The worst gift is a fruitcake, he said. There's only one fruitcake in the entire world, and people keep sending it to each other.
They are awful.
Do you really? Yeah, they are great. Now, cows like them. Cows love bread and sweet stuff. Oh, yeah.
Really?
They love that
kind
of stuff, yeah. We got a whole truckload of them when you're in fed them to the cows. It's great. So, National Fruitcake Day. Enjoy that. The people who are concerned about the federal government shutdown, I found out, it's kind of by accident because I needed to do something with the local Farm Service Agency of the USDA, and so I called yesterday for end of the year stats on some stuff for my farm, and I didn't even think about the government shutdown. And then after I got on the phone with this guy, Greg, who works there, I thought, oh, you have a nice Christmas? He said, yeah, we're not going to get paid for a while, but yeah, it's okay. And then it dawned on me that there are most government agencies, like the Farm Service Agency, is not considered essential. So I was surprised they were there. And he said the reason that they were there is because their agency had funds appropriated before they have an ongoing, the old farm bill doesn't run out until Friday the 28th. So the money they're being paid is from the old farm bill from 4 or 5 years ago. It's in the budget. It's there. So the people who are not at work, people who are not being paid, are part of the current budget process that, you know, they keep every year instead of having a real budget. I think it's been since George Bush, there hasn't been a budget, or maybe Bill Clinton, a real budget. They just do these ongoing resolutions, and they pay for 6 months or a year or something, which is another outrage when you think about what they're paid to do. They can't even come up with a budget. So how do we know? This is the thing I started thinking about after, you know, this is how I think. So if that's the case, it's no wonder you can't find the tanks. There's no oversight. I told a story on the air, I think, 3 or 4 days ago about how many, there was $1 billion worth of tanks in Iraq that nobody can find. And so they can't find it because they haven't even got, nobody looking, it's not part of what's funded. You know, there are inspector generals in various departments, but obviously they don't have enough of them, or they don't have them in the service because all kinds of things are going missing. And so to understand the government shutdown, the people who are working are in two categories. One, their jobs are paid for by the ongoing special passing of bills like the Farm Bill. And so that funding, that's why they had to pass the new Farm Bill, because they need a new one to start on January 1st, not because the farmers are being taken seriously, but because of the welfare. The Farm Bill provides money for the SNAP system, and the SNAP system is basically food stamps. So that's why they passed the bill. It wasn't because they wanted to take care of the farmers or agriculture in America. And if you look at what, there are some, actually, I read more carefully the Farm Bill. You've heard me talking about it, not only as it applies to changing, in my opinion, the very good news about the change in the welfare program, the food stamp program, is that if you're between the ages of 18 and 49, if you're able-bodied and can work, you get no food stamps. That's fine with me. The original proposal was to make it 18 to 59, but they got it moved back to 49. That was part of what came out of the conference committee. So anyway, that's positive. But the way the big ag businesses are getting all kinds of money, the way they have engineered the money going to members of families and large farms that have nothing to do with a farm, they just, their name is on a billet someplace, and so they're entitled now to get money out of the federal treasury just because they have the same last name as the guy who owns the farm. It's the graft and corruption is so ludicrous in this thing. But anyway, I go back to why these guys were working. So do you understand now the difference between those people who are not working? Most of them are paid for with budgets from these continuing resolutions, and the continuing resolutions stopped the other day. So there's, in terms of legitimacy, no vote that funds their pay. So you got to wait until there's a vote that funds their pay, and then they'll get paid for the work that they've been doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's going to be when the new Congress starts, right? They have to take the vote.
Yeah,
when do they go back? Is it January 2nd?
January 2nd. Yeah, January 2nd they're back. Yep, right.
Because that's going to have to be the first item of business
order
to
of
vote
business.
On.
Yeah,
yeah, because they're going to have to vote to reopen the government and then fund, you know, the back pay of people who, like, in that case, your guy there was already taken care of. But there are some other...
Well, he's not taken care of after December. Well, that's not true, because he's paid. If the Farm Bill starts January 1st, so he is in a regular cycle. The old Farm Bill is funded through tomorrow, and then the new one starts on Monday. When's the first? Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yep, right. So, along with the border... along with the funding, the Border Patrol coming under scrutiny because their pay is not it's in the continuing resolution, so they're not really being paid. They're working. Customs and Border Patrol been ordered to do medical checks on every child that are in the custody of, is it ICE or is it, I guess it's Customs and Border Patrol. ICE doesn't have an act on the border, right? They're just, isn't it ICE that's responsible for sending these people back? Who is?
It's confusing. I don't know. I thought that sometimes you hear people say, like, oh, the little, you know, the girl who died, the first one, now there's a second one,
second
a boy
one.
Who died.
Yeah.
But they see headlines that say that they're under the control of ICE, so I'm not really sure who gets the blame on that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to start to see a lot of it's sort of almost a doctors without borders.
Some of these,
I think you're going to start to see a lot of doctors have been coming forward now on social media and talking about the welfare checks that need to be done on these kids, and so we may end up seeing a lot of volunteerism happening.
Yeah, good.
Which is always a good thing.
Nothing wrong with that. Yep. No, nothing wrong with that. I find it distressing to see, and I'm trying to figure out. There was a rumor floating around yesterday that this police officer in Kentucky who was killed on Christmas Eve in a she had stopped a pickup truck to just check it out. And as she got out of her car and walked up to the truck, a semi-trailer truck came down the road. The guy who was driving it, an authority is trying to find out whether this is a truck that was in the United States illegally from Mexico. The semi crashed into her police car, and the pickup truck killed her instantly. Mm. Four people in the pickup truck were hurt, but not so badly that they they were checked out and they kind of walked away. But this woman who was 32 years old, Dee Dee, I think is her name, Mengdolt. I can't, it's Mengedoht. And it was outside of Louisville, normal traffic stop, routine. And as she walked up to the truck, the semi came down, barreling down the road, smashed into her car and into the truck and killed her instantly.
How did it not see a traffic?
Well, I think that the speculation is the driver was drunk in the truck. And there's also speculation he may have been, the truck may have been here illegal, whether he's an illegal alien driver. There's a ton of trucks coming across from Mexico that are being driven.
This is all the way in Kentucky, right?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. There are trucks in all over the place from Canada. You can find trucks from Canada down in Florida all the time.
No, I get that. I'm just saying this was not a run for, this was not a crossing the border situation, though.
Like, no.
This is something, I don't know that that would be why he hit the car.
No, he was drunk. That's why he hit the car. But whether he was, the question now is, looking at the registration of the truck, at least there was some rumor that the truck was registered in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was here and he was driving and he was drunk, and then there may be some other pieces of the pie that are not known. But the same
reality. Yeah, what happened to him? Is he?
I don't even know. I couldn't follow up on this. They've got him, but there doesn't seem to be any focus appropriately there. The guy was arrested. 60-year-old guy named Roger Burdett. He's been charged with murder and operating under the influence.
Mm. It's a horrible story.
All right, so here's the real story. The rumors, this is how these rumors start. Look at the picture of this guy. He looks like a drunk. He works for the sewer department and was driving a truckload of sewage. And you can tell by looking at the guy that he's a drunk. So, anyway, he said he was taking multiple prescription drugs, but he didn't pass the test that you give for breathalyzer test.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Didn't pass that either.
Jeez.
So there's somebody who's gone that's, why is this person gone? Oinga bunga. Let's get to a great way for you as we start the new year. Notice my segue serenade here into a good night's sleep. Falling asleep, no problem anymore once you use the MyPillow, the MyPillow products, pillows, bed linen, mattresses, mattress covers, all this stuff. It all contributes to a great night's sleep. So start the new year. Make a New Year's resolution. You're going to make sure you're getting a great night's sleep every night. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 50% off the pillows. 50% off pretty much everything that's in the catalog. So look it out. Go over it. And let's get to work on a new year and a better night's sleep every night. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Tech Talk items include the list of top technical gifts that people were given during Christmas of this year. Wow, this is quite a list here. You want to go through it?
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the year, everybody kind of takes a look and assesses things. And so tech gifts were a really big trend in 2018. I also think in 2019 it'll probably continue. And so the number one thing that people bought in 2018, this isn't just Christmas, this is of the whole year, is the Instapot. Now, the Instant Pot is a part... I have one of these things, too. I haven't even really fully figured out how to use it. But it's part pressure cooker and part slow cooker. And these things have just been taking over the last couple of years. You see them all over every food blog. People just go nuts for them. The most popular model costs $99, so it's a pretty good deal for all the gadgets and different functions that it has. So that's the number one most popular tech gift or item bought in 2018. Number two, not surprising, the Amazon Echo Dot. This is the third generation. It costs $50. It's the smallest Echo device, and they went on sale for Black Friday this year, so that gave them a really big boost. Number three was kind of interesting, the Contigo travel mugs. This is one of the travel mugs that gets very high ratings when it gets tested for keeping drinks warm for hours, keeping drinks cold for hours. Comes in a bunch of different colors, and everything's under $20, so it's a really good deal. And a lot of people, as we've been talking in 2018, the banning straws is a big topic, so using reusable mugs and not using styrofoam cups from your favorite coffee place or whatever, that's been a big trend this year of having travel mugs. So number four was the Home Chef meal kits, and this is you can give gift cards, so of the online food service and food prep, and that's about $8 per serving, so that's not a bad deal. Mm. And then number five on the list of the most popular tech items bought in 2018 is the Eufy RoboVac. Now, this is a $220 vacuum. We normally think of like a Roomba, as the official small robot vacuum, but there are a lot of other better models out there now that are giving Roomba a real competition. And so that's the one that gets tested the highest rated by all the tech geeks, and so that one's $220. Number six on the list was the Haber Digital Meat Thermometer. A lot of people cooking meat, apparently, in 2018. Only cost $12, but hey, a lot of people love it. Number seven on the list is something that I probably should have gotten a lot of people at Christmas, the WizGear Magnetic Phone Mount for the dashboard in your car. It only costs $8, but people love this thing. Do you have the WizGear?
Yeah, people just... kids are going to put it up on the dash of the car.
Yeah, people love that, and that's such a great stocking stuffer, $8. Number eight on the list is another robot vacuum for $160. This one's from EcoVax, and it's available at Amazon, Target, Walmart. It's slightly less expensive than the other one. It also has voice commands from Amazon Alexa. And then number nine, everybody was into DNA testing in 2018. The Ancestry DNA testing kit and the 23andMe kit tied for number nine. Ancestry's is $59. 23andMe is $139. If you want to hook up with actual relatives, Ancestry is a better way to go. If you want more of an in-depth genetic info report, 23andMe is better.
Yeah.
So that's the one that gives you, you know, your health report and things like that.
Yeah.
And number 10 on the list was the Fire Stick from Amazon, the streaming device, and that costs $25.
All right. Good list. Let's check in with Nike promising new self-lacing shoes next year. This is, remember, Back to the Future?
Yeah, love it.
The Geek Out. 2 years ago, Nike released a pair of self-lacing shoes themed after Marty McFly in Back to the Future. But the first-generation hyper-adapts, as they were called, were $720 at a very limited run, and you probably never saw a pair in person. But now Nike is promising changes for 2019. In a recent call, a Nike bigwig said, quote, "We'll launch a new adaptive performance platform in basketball." So it sounds like this next version will differ from the previous generation and improved in some areas that were missed. He also included they will be priced at $350, which is half the price of the original Hyper Adapts, but still a premium price for a basketball shoe. We'll keep you posted on the new self-lacing Nikes as we learn more here on The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, here's some news from Snapchat, Victoria.
Yep, Snapchat has finally made lenses that are for your dog. So all the time that you know, those little filters that change you into a dog, well, now you can do the same and change your dog into other things. People have been clamoring for this for a long time. The lenses weren't able to actually pick up a dog's face. Now they have lenses just for the dogs. So you and your dog can now make really cute Snapchat videos and send them to all your friends.
Very sweet. All right. So as soon as I figure out how to do that, I'll post it with Daisy. 59 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.